out, just a shouting over
Welcome
top of the pine.
Welcome back to Raised In with Snow. Happy Thursday, everybody. It is December 22nd, and it feels like negative 26 outside, but actually what I feel it feels like negative 40. That wind is brutal, but 1 to 46 inches of snow I keep seeing. Yeah, okay, we got like 3 inches of snow. Where to go, weatherman? But yeah, hope everyone's doing all right. Hope everyone's safe. Happy early Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. All the things. Joel is gone this week and next week, so you have me for the girls' weekend broadcast. I'm so excited. I don't know if you're excited, but I'm excited. I just wanted to give a shout out to everybody listening. I know our friends Annie and Dina are listening. Hello, girls. Today, I have a very special guest. I have reached and pulled, and she just said yes right away. I twisted her arm, not really, and she just jumped right in. I'm so excited because she's one of my dear friends I met a long time ago, and all the other broadcasts that we talk about how girls can talk to other girls and get other girls into hunting, doesn't matter your skill level, doesn't matter if you're a beginner, if you're an expert, if you're new to bow, if you've been only gun hunting, it does not matter. Just get out there and hunt. And that's actually how I met this beautiful face. Actually, speaking of face, look on Facebook, go under WAUK Radio, The Shaw, and you'll see us live on Facebook, which is wonderful. But Angie, yes. Hello, how are you?
Good.
Are you
good.
Staying safe out there, enjoying this weather?
Yeah, it wasn't that bad driving in.
It wasn't, though, was it?
It wasn't.
There was a couple cars, and I hate to admit it, I'm a bit of an aggressive driver.
Oh, I'm the granny. I drive really slow, especially when I'm driving my husband's truck.
Yeah, that's a nice truck you got out there. Yeah. That's a very nice truck. I pulled up and my Jeep's half the size. I'm like, oh, hello. And how tall are you? 5? Are we allowed to say?
I'll say my driver's license says I'm 5'2", so that's what matters. Give myself the extra inch.
That's awesome. Yeah. See this cute little girl jumping out of a big old truck. I'm like, oh, I want to be her when I grow up. I'm like, oh, wait, that's my friend. Yay. But yeah, I'm driving my Jeep and it was all right. Come down. But if you are traveling, definitely do it safe. There's a lot of plows out there. Thank you to all the plow drivers taking care of us, all the salt guys, anybody out there bearing through this winter. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But today, we're going to be talking about Angie's first solo hunt, her engagement, which I'm so jelly of, and a bunch of other fun interactions you get out in the field.
I've definitely had a few of those.
So before we get into all that, I know you, but there's people listening do not know you. Mm-hmm. Give us who you are. Like, when did you start hunting? Who got you into hunting? Because everybody's story is different. I didn't start hunting until 10 years ago. So
yeah,
it's different for everybody. Yeah, so when did you start hunting? What did you hunt with? What's your favorite thing to hunt? Blah, blah, blah. Just give me, like, a match profile of...
of myself.
Of yourself.
Well, I grew up in a small town, Wisconsin, in Goodman, Wisconsin, and I grew up on a hobby farm.
We
had so many different animals, from wild geese that would just somehow accumulate onto the farm to horses, pigs. But I started hunting as a child and kind of got out of it for a very long time, actually. I didn't do it throughout like my teenage years because I had this like concept in my head that, you know, women don't hunt and that's not, you know, something that women do typically. And then I turned 18 and I wanted to be different. And it's not something that's very popular for women to do. And I saw a bow at a garage sale and I was like, I'm going to try that.
Oh,
and
awesome.
I have not looked back since that day. It has been just to the wall archery for me. I absolutely love archery, both in season and out of season.
Yeah.
You cannot get me to stop talking about it, to be honest. And it was just this little bear bow, and it was a youth bow, actually. And ever since then, I still have that bow, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't know how I shot it for so long, to be honest. But I went out to my I call him my archery dealer. He's out in Lake Geneva.
Some people have other dealers. You're right. An archery dealer. I like it.
And he was like, you know what? I'm going to get you set up with a bow that is actually going to be successful for you. And it was a Hoyt. And I didn't know anything about bows at the time. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And he's like, what do you want? Like, what do you want your bow to say about you? And I'm like, I wanted to say that I'm a proud woman hunter. Mm-hmm. And he set it up to the nine. I'm talking pink string, everything. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lordy.
Yep, all pink. And it was just, I don't know, it was love at first sight for me.
That's awesome.
And I feel like a lot of people, like, knew me at, like, meet and greets and everything of, oh, that girl's got that completely decked out pink bow.
And it's a good thing to be known by, though.
You know, and it really sets, like, that visual for these little girls, too, hunting. They see that it's not all just camo all the time. Mm-hmm. And you can have that feminine twist on, you know, hunting and really express yourself. So there's a couple different archery leagues that I shot that, you know, was kid friendly. And it was so nice being able to, you know, talk with the younger girls and the younger generation to just be like, this is something that you can do.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like when I invited you to come out to Still Little Archery at Whale Tails Archery. And I had my, well, it's not all pink like yours, but I have pink strings and a pink quiver and release. That's as all pink as I can go. But there was tons of girls there that never even held a bow, like, mm-hmm. at all whatsoever. And then there was a couple kids there, like, their moms brought their kids and everything, and it was great teaching them. Like,
oh, yeah.
I absolutely love it. It's definitely to get the youth out there to keep preserving the wildlife, keep helping us out there, and know what you bring to the table. Know what you're putting in your body. Like, it's a whole different experience.
It is, definitely.
So I know you're into guns.
Yes.
I love the smile on your face when I talk about guns.
I do, because it really, it sits somewhere in my heart that I can't really express to many people. A lot of people, I guess, have that connection with, like, their biological parents, where I have a stepfather who is, like, a father of to me. Mm-hmm. In my soul, he is a gunsmith, and
That's so awesome. I want to say another word besides awesome. I hope you guys know what I'm talking about.
I grew up around guns throughout, you know, basically my whole entire life, and firearm safety, and I carry that on to my adult life, too. I did some hunter safety education courses.
You'd probably be so good at that.
I did it with the youth, and it really is something that just sits, that I hold really dear to my heart, because that is something that we connect on, that I haven't had that connection, you know, otherwise.
See, I'm different. Shout out to all the stepdads out there, because I have myself a wonderful stepdad, too. And with guns, I only own two guns. That's it. My Mossberg 500 and my Brownie Maxis. That's it.
Oh, that's all that you need.
I'm still looking for a handgun, because when you start talking about guns, like, it goes right over my head. I'm clueless. I hate to say it, but I am. Like, it's just never something I got into. Mm-hmm. I've never been around it. My family is not into it. I'm the only one that hunts in my family. There's six of us.
Same.
And I'm the only one.
Same.
But with guns, like, I never got in. My boyfriend, Bill, got me into hunting, and that's it. That's as far as I got. Like, that's all his knowledge is my knowledge.
Right.
But yeah, with, like, guns, like, how would you, I don't know what I'm trying to ask, like, guns, what's a good beginner gun for people out there? Okay, let's say, okay, hypothetically, we're in a store, and I'm coming to you because you teach hunter safety, and you're beautiful, and you're, you know, an all-around BA. What kind of gun would you try to put in my hands? I'm 34 years old, and I never held, hypothetically, never held a gun. Like, how would you start it? What would you do to me? Honestly, would you help me?
Well, you know, I come from, like, the background, obviously, of firearms and whatnot, and mm-hmm. I'm a very much so go big or go home kind of person. So I love Kimber. My dad got me my 1911 Kimber as my concealed carry for my graduation present from high school.
Dude, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. And I could not say enough good things about that firearm. That has been, like, my go-to girl.
That's awesome.
And I've tried everything to try and carry it as a CCW, but it prints a lot. So I'm really big on actually open hearing. I post a lot of, you know, TikToks and social media mm-hmm. about that. And I'm very big on women open carrying.
Oh, yeah.
So that's my thing. If you could go for a 1911 Kimber, I'm going to say go for that all day, every day.
All day, every day?
Yeah.
Okay, what about like a shotgun? I want to go waterfowl hunting.
Benelli.
Benelli?
Oh. 100%.
Yeah, Benelli. I'm a Browning girl, 100%.
And Browning is nice. Obviously, it's a very nice like starter shotgun. And I just think that, you know, after, you know, we have grown woman money now is what I'm going to say.
This is so true.
I'm going to go spend that money on a Benelli because they're nice firearms.
Yep. My first gun that I shot was a Browning Maxis. It was pump action. And I just loved the sound of a pump action. That's why I bought it.
I love the smell of any firearm.
Like, just to hear it, I'm like, oh, I feel so awesome right now. I feel so powerful.
It is powering. 100% it is. Mm-hmm.
But you got to go through your hunter safety. You got to go through your courses. You got to be safe about it and figure out everything. Don't just willy-nilly go out and buy a gun. Obviously, you have to get your license to carry and
right.
be respectable and responsible.
My husband was actually pulled over yesterday with a firearm. And this is a huge shout out to our, you know, service and our police, and how they handled it was just, I can't even say thank you enough. It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have, you know, went through the yellow light, but he did. And they handled it perfectly. And he called me afterwards and he's like, "You'll never guess what happened." And I'm like, "What happened?" Yeah.
I can guess a lot
he's
of
like,
things,
I
actually.
I got pulled over. And I'm like, "Oh, you got pulled over? Like, why do you seem so excited?" Yeah. He's like, "I had this interaction with this police officer, and it was like, it was educational for him." And
that's awesome.
Because he likes to carry his Berna, is what it's called. It's a non-lethal firearm. It's not really a firearm. I don't know how you would say that, but he was very happy with the whole traffic stop and everything. And
nice.
He got off with a warning.
Even better. All right. When we come back from break, we're going to talk a little bit more about that because I want to know how the educational, I want to know about the whole experience because I only had one interaction like that. But give us a call at 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Hello, Troy McReynolds. That's the Jingle Bell Rock. You can find us on waukradio.com and scroll down to under Raised in the Shaw, Raised in Wisco. I don't know why it says Raised in the Shaw. You can listen to us on Spotify and Apple and Pandora. Every night after the show ends, it gets uploaded right away. And then, of course, if you want to talk to us, call us at 844-967-2789. We love to hear your stories. We hear your anything, questions, comments. I don't want to hear your concerns because I just don't. But we've been talking with Angie, one of my really good friends. We met through a mutual friend, Dina. They met through trap shooting, which I absolutely love trap shooting. It's the greatest thing ever because, for one, I don't have to be sun free.
Yes.
That is my huge deal with hunting. I don't mind being sun free, but I love my pure allergy, and my pure allergy has a great smell to it. And I love my hair. Don't forget, late season goose has started. It goes until the 3rd. You can shoot 5 a day. I just had goose tacos today.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It was absolutely delicious with a low carb tortilla, some white rice, avocado, salsa, and lettuce.
I have some venison stew waiting for me at home.
Ooh, venison stew.
Yeah, my husband made it.
I mean, that's like the perfect time, perfect weather. Negative 100. It's so cold outside. And go home to some chili that your husband made, even better. If he does the dishes, trifecta.
Oh, it's perfect.
Yep. So pheasant starts. It started. Oh my gosh. I'm being quizzed by myself right now. I think it started on the 19th. It started on the 19th. I'm trusting myself. It started on the 19th and it goes through the 8th. We got turkey. We have the holiday doe hunt that starts this Saturday until New Year's. So I still have a chance to put meat in the freezer. I've had a crap year. I mentally got in my head and I just stopped. It sucked. Like, it's, you know, us girls.
You do.
We overthink a lot. And I just, it just got so stressful for me. It wasn't peaceful. It wasn't relaxing like it normally is. And I just stopped. I just, you know, stopped. So I went to North Dakota and got all those birds with Bill. Mm-hmm. So we've been eating birds, which is not bad. I know where it came from. Meat's meat. I'm a meat eater.
I do appreciate being able to harvest your own meat and not having to go to the store.
But you know what I ate the last of? Rabbit.
Oh.
I need to go rabbit hunting.
We should get something on the books for that.
We definitely should. Yeah. I'm so excited. I can't wait. That doesn't end until like end of February, I think, right?
I had a beagle.
Rabbit and squirrel.
And I have been dying to get another one. My husband wants one too.
Yeah.
And he was a rabbit hunter. And that dog, you could not get him off of a trail. You could not. And those orange hunting dummies that you buy for training.
Mm-hmm.
This dog was so smart that he would pull open drawers to be able to grab it, because I used to put it in the bottom of my drawer in the kitchen.
Yeah.
He would pull open the drawer and just shred it. So I'm like going to, at that time, it was Gander Mountain, you know, every other week to replace it. And I actually had to get a yardstick to put through the handles of my drawers so that the weight wouldn't allow him to pull open the drawer.
That's awesome. Speaking of Gander Mountain, I'm so glad it closed. I hated it.
I wasn't like a huge fan.
The employees in the archery section, I'm not one to put bad reviews on the internet. I'm one to go out of my way to post a good review. Like, I just did one. I took myself on a date and I posted a great review on three different websites for this restaurant. Frickin' Gander Mountain. This dude skipped, or had three guys skip me, because he thought I was waiting for my boyfriend. I'm holding things in my hand, waiting for him to help me. And he just kept, I'm like, oh, okay, one chance. Okay, went back second time. Another dude did the same thing. I'm like, oh, okay, this place sucks. So I'm not mad that they're gone.
I know, that's a funny story.
But that was like, that actually made me want to like not go do hunting by myself. Like, not want to get into it. I needed somebody there to help me and guide me. I was trying to take the initiative and do it myself, and it didn't work out. See? My brain is scattering. This officer interaction from your husband, what happened?
Yeah, so my husband, he carries a Byrna. It's a CO2 launcher. It's not technically a firearm. And it has kinetic and pepper balls in it.
Pepper balls?
Yes.
Oh, fun.
So it's a non-lethal option. That, you know, people can carry around, and it's not something that a lot of people know about. And I think that
I have no idea about it.
I mean, if I could carry one on my left side and my firearm on my right side, I would, for, you know, interactions that nobody wants, but there's always that possibility having. So I think that it's definitely a great option for people, to look into, and, yeah, I am looking
I would
for
love
the
to
day
know,
and maybe
know more about that. So with this, he's obviously has to have a concealed carry, correct?
Yeah, he also has a firearm.
So when the officer walks up, and I only been in this experience once with, I picked up friends from the bar, and one of them had a concealed carry and all that kind of stuff, and they didn't want to drive, so I picked them up and they grabbed everything from their vehicle and put it in my vehicle, and then I got pulled over, and the officer came up and we gave him all of our licenses, and he's like, oh, just let you know, I have a concealed carry. And he put his hands up and he's like, it's in my right side and it's not loaded, blah, blah, blah. Like that whole spiel. I'm like, oh, so that's how this goes. Like, I had no idea. Like, I have my concealed carry, but I don't have a concealed carry. But we want to know more about what you guys carry. What do you guys carry? Why do you carry this one? What's the best one for girls to carry? Because obviously some of us got booties and some of us don't. But yeah, call us at 262. Call us at 844-967-2789. Walked in a winter wonderland. Just you and me, baby.
Though the weather outside is frightful.
That sounded a little bit tropical to me. So we could go for a tropical vacation. Calvin, since I'm really loving this Christmas music. Thank you. It's only appropriate. Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. Happy you're here. Hope you're driving safe, staying warm, sitting by that fire. I work construction. I'm a heavy equipment operator. Okay, apprentice in the heavy equipment operating world. And I had off today and I have off tomorrow because it's just too cold. And the equipment doesn't really want to run in this. The hydraulics do not warm up for the whole 8-hour shift. You just go at snail's pace all day long. And you're just losing money and beating on that machine, and whatever. So they just said, hey, have off today and tomorrow. And then I don't know if I'll work next week at all, which would be nice. I'm not mad at it. That's kind of why I like constructions, because I can have off in the winters and go ice fishing.
Oh, I love ice fishing. I set my head there. Ice fishing.
You're like, ice fishing where? How?
When are we going?
Well, with this lovely, lovely December weather we have right here, definitely help with the ice.
Mm-hmm.
But I am also very excited for Battle on Bago.
That yes.
Last year, I had a walleye quarter of an inch shy of what it needed to be for me to register it. And then I caught a perch that was too big. I'm like, seriously, it's too big?
It's too big?
Yeah. And then, like, I caught a pike and everything, which was too small. Like, we caught a good amount of fish. But everything that I catch, I can't get it registered because, you know, I'm always... not enough. And then, but Bill always gets something and he wins again year after year after year. But he catches a lot more fish than I do. So that probably.
I
feel like that's probably right.
I find myself fighting the cold.
Oh.
When it comes to ice fishing.
Yeah.
My feet get so cold.
Yeah. I have been struggling year after year to find good boots that keep my toes warm.
I, this year, splurged a little bit because I get cold. Ooh. And I got a heated base layer.
Ooh, like just the pants and shirt or
pants and shirt base layer and heated socks.
Oh, I'm a little weird. I don't know how I feel about heated socks.
They're amazing.
Are they?
They are wonderful.
Do they stay warm the whole entire time?
The entire time.
I don't know what it is about heated socks. Heated vest, heated pants, all for it. Heated vest, absolutely. Heated hat, done. I don't know what's with me and heated socks.
You got to try them.
I do got to try them.
They are wonderful. I have Reynolds, and even for hunting, I get just freezing cold. Mm. Even when other people are like, it's not that cold. And I'm like, my feet are freezing right now.
Well, guys, if you are here right now, I have my boots off and I rolled up my sleeves. I have my hat on, but my jacket's off and everything. I'm like, okay, it's a little toasty. She has on a long sleeve, a heated jacket, and another jacket with my jacket over her legs and a heater on her feet. I'm like, oh, I just want to hug you.
It is definitely something that, you know, especially petite hunters should look into that get cold. Mm-hmm. Very quickly is a heated base layer.
And oh, yeah, definitely.
Spend that extra money because if you're not able to stay out in your tree stand past that 5 p.m. time, you're missing a prime time for hunting.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I definitely recommend that to any woman that hunts that's smaller and gets cold quicker.
Mm-hmm. And merino wool.
I am
merino wool and alpaca. Do you have any alpaca items? Do you have any alpaca items?
So I'm just going to start this off by saying that afraid of llamas and alpacas.
You are
because they spit.
Not. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
But they're the cutest little things ever.
Until they spit
they're
on
so
you.
They're so adorable.
until they spit on you.
Well, so do toddlers, but you still love toddlers.
I have a fear of getting spit on by a llama after, like, a traumatic experience that I had at
with
a petting zoo. So, but to go back to the merino wool, my husband this year, he goes, hey, I know what I want for Christmas. He wants these $50 merino wool socks. And I'm like,
100% do it.
I'm like, you want $50 socks?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Grown man socks. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, grown man, grown up money. You got grown up money. So you can get him grown up socks.
Oh, that's so awesome. It looks like he's getting those socks.
That's great. Farm and Fleet has this merino. These socks cost like $30 maybe. But they have merino wool socks that are nice and they're like a thicker one. Mm-hmm. And I wear just like a thin dress sock underneath it. So when I walk out, I actually have something, you know, slide in and out. Then once I get out there, I put those socks on and just baller. So perfect. But they're only $30. I bought like four pair.
I might have to go there instead.
I'll send you, and I'll post on Facebook, these socks. I will swear by these socks. If I could put them up, I should cut them up and make them into mittens.
Don't ruin your socks. If anything, buy mittens. Just that buy the mittens logical. With your grown woman money.
Oh, dang. This is why I have very few friends. But, okay, back to the alpaca, because I love alpaca. Not the actual. I do love actual alpacas, too. They're just, like, inserts for your shoes. Mm-hmm. And they have, like, a little toe in the front so where you can push them down. And it covers it a little bit, but it's more flat on the bottom. And
okay.
Ever since I put those in the boots that I used to have before I ruined those boots, because I put them by a fire and, you know, fire and boots don't really mix. But I swore by those two with those Fleet Farm socks and the alpaca insoles.
Mm-hmm.
And then they actually have gloves and headband too.
Like, you know, that seems like a step up from our parents when they used to make us put our feet in bread
like
bags.
Did that every single day. I remember it because I used to get made fun of it for so much. People used to make fun of me so bad.
It's smart, like, though, in a way. It like keeps your feet waterproof.
It does. It
or
does.
You could just spend your grown woman money on like, some waterproof boots.
I had kid money. I had Monopoly money at that time. Yeah, to all you kids at Lowell Elementary, I still remember.
Oh, boy. Lowell
Elementary.
I still
remember. Find me on Facebook. We'll talk.
That's the best sledding, though. I don't care what anybody says. In Waukesha, that's the best hill to sled on.
Oh, isn't it, though?
It is.
That's when I did my first toboggan, and I got terrified because I fell out.
Mid-season, it's dangerous, though, because it becomes ice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when, you know, naturally all of us adults have to go.
And go do grown-up things at a bar, like drink and laugh at people falling.
And then go sledding down ice. Just slick ice. Dun-dun-dun hill.
I don't even think I introduced myself. Did I introduce myself in the beginning?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Hi, guys. I am Danielle Fairman, the co-host of Raised in Wisco. Joel Clayfish is gone this week. I unfortunately do not know where he is doing something absolutely amazing. He's been going on serious hunts. I want to be him when I grow up. He gets everything done, and he's just out there dominating the fields. Like, so happy for him. Glad that he's my friend. Glad we're on this show. All that kind of things. I just did a shout out to Joel, the host of the show. Hello, Joel. I know we wanted to talk about trap shooting. Trap shooting. That's how you and our friend Dina met, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you guys met? I don't really know how you guys met, but I feel
like
that's
a mixture.
How you guys did.
Yeah.
Where did you trap shoot?
Muskego.
Muskego?
Yep.
Is that Big Horn?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. That's ooh, and they have a fun little bar there with the horse track on the ceiling. I don't know what it is, but I just remember that. And the dog. They let dogs in the bar.
They do. Yeah.
And we have Bandit here in the studio. He's sleeping right next to me. Yep, he's a spoiled puppy dog.
They're also on my favorite lake to bass fish.
Ooh.
On
Little
Big
Miss Topwater, aren't you?
Oh, yes. I love my topwater baits. You can't get me off of them.
I tried frog this year.
Mm-hmm.
Frog on the top, and nope. did not succeed.
It's got to be a mouse on that lake.
A mouse?
Yeah. Huh. I'm All telling right. you, I don't I know what you. It is. I actually, my
so,
friend
oh,
and
hold
I.
On, hold on, let's take it back a little bit. I know what you're talking about. Tell everybody what you're talking about when you say a mouse. Not an actual lie. Don't go in the woods and find a mouse. Please don't.
I mean, if you want to.
I mean, you can, but I.
I wouldn't suggest
I prefer
it,
not to.
I would prefer not to do that either. So
tell everybody what you mean by a mouse.
There's these plastic mousies that you can use that are top water. And I say plastic because they're not live. You're not going to go out to the forest to get them. The only place that I have been able to find them as of recent, though, the last couple of years has been on Amazon.
Mm. Oh, I love Amazon.
And I'm one of those people where I'm like, it's $9. Am I going to buy that?
$50 sucks.
And then I buy it, right? Last year I bought
money.
A boat. And then I was like, oh, I bought a boat, so I have to buy more of these topwaters.
Duh.
And I know that my husband is listening in. If you see a $100 thing go through our bank account this summer, it's probably because I bought
Sorry.
More. That and the cattails. I don't know what it is, but those bass, they just line up on those cattails, and it's just, you can't stop. It's, you literally cast and they're smacking it immediately.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. I'm not going to say where it is on Big Muskego.
You catch the fish in the water.
I was on the water when I caught it. I'm going to give you the details of what I used.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's it.
Do you know who got me into bass fishing? And we're in 2022, so I can say it was through Instagram.
Okay.
Hunstagram, as people started calling it now. Maggie Jo. Have you followed her or seen her on?
I haven't.
This female. She is baller when it comes to bass fishing. She does her own tournaments. She has one of those old town kayaks with like the actual, where it's a remote setup on a kayak. She catches freaking bucket mouse. Like, these things are actually huge. She has won tournaments. She does everything. I think she's younger than me. I'm not actually sure, but she is gorgeous, stunning. And her life is literally just bass fishing. Like, that's it. That's all she does. Well, occasional hunting, but like, Instagram is all about bass fishing. So if you want to go on and learn about bass fishing, go to her page and just learn. That's how I learned about top water baits. That's how I learned about the frog. That's how I learned about anything when it comes to bass fishing, what line to use, what reels to use. Like, everything she did, I'm like, okay, done. With my grown-up money, I spent all that stuff and got all these things done. And like, you know, you're dedicated bass fisherman when, for your Halloween costume, you're Bill Dance. She was Bill Dance for Halloween. Like, come on. I wish I could be her when I grew up too. Gosh, I have only things I want to do. 34 years old. Okay, but you're hunting at Boxhorn. Is it just like trap shooting at Boxhorn? Now, explain to people what Boxhorn is. Like, is it just trap shooting where you just go in front and say pull and it does it? Or is it, whatchamacallit?
So I haven't done it in...
Oh, what is it called? Help. What is it called? Where you go stand to stand. What is it called?
Trap shooting.
No, but there's a name for it. Okay, call us. 844-967-2789. Hopefully you can get it before I get Google.
Is it sporting clays, Danielle?
Well, trap shooting,
not.
Sporting clays. Oh my God, I love that you cued in though, Calvin.
Sporting clays is a little bit different.
That's trap shooting.
Yeah.
That's another word for trap shooting. Tomato, tomato.
There's the stand.
But what are the stands
then...
called? Are you Googling it, Calvin? No. Oh my gosh. I'm sounding like an idiot on a hunting and fishing
sporting
show
clays
right now.
Is a little bit different. Like at McMiller's, they have a wonderful sporting clays set up there. And that's where my father and I go every Father's Day, every year religiously.
Do
that's
you?
What we do. And they have a wonderful setup there. I'm not going to say yes or no to this, but my father's the gunsmith. He's not a marksman. So I typically outshoot him. And I know that he's listening in on this.
Ooh, those are
fine
words.
I have proof. I will show
you
it.
You do realize Christmas is coming up. He's going to take Santa's going to take all your presents away.
I take all of that back because he gives the guests the best gifts ever, such as my 300 blackout.
Can I come over for family Christmas and be your daughter, please? So since we're going to break, I'm going to Google this. And if you're right, Calvin, I'm going to admit you're right. I'm a female. I can admit when I'm wrong sometimes. But you're listening to Raised in Wisco. Call us at 844-967-2789.
Christmas tree at the Christmas.
I will not sing for you, but it is with my great remorse. Calvin, you were right. The non-hunter, the non-fisherman corrected me. I feel like a dumb.
Way back.
You're a genius.
When I was like 10 or 12 years old, I shot a little bit of trap at Waukesha Gun Club.
Did
so
you
I have
what?
A little bit of
but
experience.
You still did it, Calvin.
Yes, I do.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Very proud. So that means you're going to come out with us one time, right?
I will come shoot whenever.
We'll make it a Raisin Wisco outing. We'll see if WAUK can sponsor us. Oh, we need to do a league.
I'll be there.
I just woke up Bandit because I got there really excited like a duck was coming in. Oh, look, a duck. Sorry, Bandit. But yeah, so it's five stand, sporting, skeet, clay shooting, whatever. I don't know what I'm thinking about because there's something in my head. Like, you know how you have something on the tip of your tongue?
Mm-hmm.
That's on the tip of my tongue. I know it's, there's something else.
For everybody listening, I'm going to be receiving a text message at 2 o'clock in the morning from Danielle saying, I got it.
Yep, totally. It's going to, maybe it's called I Win. I don't know. Maybe because I win. Who knows? But Huntstagram, where I met. Not met. Well, I guess you could say I met Maggie Joe and Brittany Jill and everything. I'm scrolling through my Instagram, having a great time, loving everybody's pictures. I honestly learned so much. Like, I don't go to Google. I go to Instagram and TikTok to find out anything that I need. Like, literally anything. Mm-hmm. It's sad. But I'm scrolling through Instagram a few years ago, and all of a sudden I come across this perfect little engagement. Some dudes in camouflage. These two people are in camouflage on the field. I'm like, seriously? Is he down on one knee? Like, is this really happening? Like, why can this not be my life? And I'm scrolling, I'm reading, I'm like, wait a minute. I know that face. It's Angie. So,
yeah.
Please tell me about this moment so I can relive it again and be extremely jealous.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea either.
That's kind of how it's supposed to be, though.
This guy had it set up to the nines. I had no idea. He had his friend in on it so that it was videotaped the whole entire time.
Oh, good man.
Yeah.
And he makes chili. Damn.
Yeah, he cooks, he cleans, he's retired. He's mine.
Back off.
I could not have imagined it happening in my life a more perfect way. Mm-hmm. Especially coming from two people that absolutely love hunting. To include that into such a precious moment in our lives together.
Yeah.
It's
such a good... I love the picture of you guys together afterwards. It's like the perfect picture.
I held back tears until after that picture.
What?
For Huntstagram, as everybody calls it. I woke up that morning and it was like later in the day, kind of, it I felt like, or in the morning. And I was like, that's weird that we're going out a little bit later. But we also had my stepson with us and he wanted to go out hunting too. So
Aww. It
just seemed like just everything was in order.
Yeah.
Like I had no idea. And his friend Buddy was like, oh, I set up a blind for you guys to sit in this morning with Carter. And
a little family hunt.
Yep.
Hmm.
And I'm just like, okay, perfect.
Yeah.
He's like, it's not too far. It's just across the field. And I'm like, perfect. And we're walking out there and I don't know. I kind of like sensed something, but I don't know if it was like if our friend Justin was excited that he was like showing us this like new blind that he had set up, and he's going to take his family out there too. Aww. And he's like, we get to the blind. I'm like, oh, this is really nice. We're all being quiet. And Buddy's like, oh, I hear something, because I call him Buddy. And I was like, what? Oh my gosh. So like everybody's quiet. And he's like, I think I just saw movement over there. And I'm like looking, and I'm like, I didn't see anything. And I like want to turn to them. And my husband is down on one knee. And like instantly it was like, aww, oh my gosh, I'm in full camo. My hair is not brushed.
Yep.
But it could not have been more perfect. Honestly, looking back, aww, like, I know some women have that like idea in their head of like roses and candles to get engaged. But for me, for a woman hunter, that was absolutely perfect.
That sounds perfect.
Absolutely perfect.
Aww.
So
good job. That's awesome.
Good job, Dustin.
Yeah, good job. And the picture you guys took afterwards, I said it before, it's such a great picture. Yeah, no, I don't picture rose petals and fancy and candles and...
Right.
Like, I don't... You know what I always pictured it? I had these two ideas in my head. That's it. Just two ideas. Is when we go shed hunting, if I'm doing a grave, like something on there, will you marry me on an antler?
Oh my God, I'd cry.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh. Like I would buy a ring from Walmart and put it on one of the tines and stuff. Like, that would be so perfect. Or we go out and check trail cameras together all the time and like hold up a little sign, like go up another day and hold up a sign asking that for when we go look at trail cameras.
That would be perfect. Dude, because the camera would take
would
the picture.
Make a great husband. I need to tell people how to do this.
Like, right,
guys, come to me. I'm gonna start another business. I'll tell you how to. No, I won't. That
how to propose
bad.
To yeah. your
here,
significant
here
other?
Here, a list of 100 ideas. This is what you could choose from. Yeah, nope. I haven't had the pleasure of anything like that yet. But moving on.
Okay.
You were talking about your stepson.
Yes.
How old is he?
He's four. He is super excited because he got his first bow this year.
Aww.
And
are you going to give him your bow? Your first bow?
I haven't thought about that yet.
No.
In full, like, I want him to be able to have something of his own, too. But that kid.
That's how tradition starts.
He is slinging bullseyes immediately. And I'm like, okay, first of all, I didn't get this lucky. Okay. He's still figuring out if he's left-handed or right-handed. And, so he's shooting like right-handed and left-handed. And I'm left-handed. So
are you? I didn't.
I am.
How do I not know this?
I don't know.
Because I don't really pay. I want to pay attention all the time. What hand does she pet llamas with?
None. I dodge spit with my left hand.
Bob and weave.
He was still like trying to figure out if he's left-handed, right-handed, and that kid picked up the bow, lefty. Yeah. And immediately started zinging bullseyes. And I'm like, how? How is this even possible? It's just becoming like a natural thing. I think it's because he sees, you know, his parents doing that and enjoying the outdoors so much. And seeing his father do it and his stepmother. I think he's just honestly becoming natural. And he loves hunting. That kid will talk about hunting. He will talk your ear off.
And he's just four.
Oh, yeah. Just all about deer hunting. When are we going to go hunting? It'll be midsummer, and that kid will be like, are we going to shoot deer?
Yeah. Sorry. I was petting Bandit. Calvin, look at your phone. I'm trying to text our producer to ask him a question.
Yes, we're coming up on the end.
Okay, this is the end. I'm like, wait, is this the end? I can ask that. Look at the alarm clock, the clock on there. I'm like, wait a minute. I hate when the ends, and I have so much more to talk about. So, Angie, you have to come back next week.
Okay.
I'm declaring it. I'm not